All right, Grace, we're out here in Newquay today, and we're talking to people about what they believe and what they think. Last week was Easter, so let me begin by asking you a simple question. Did you celebrate Easter?
Not really, no.
Not really? Didn't have any eggs?
Yeah, we did have eggs, yeah.
Okay, so you celebrated Easter by eating chocolate. Now, Grace, do you believe in Easter?
No, not really.
Did you ever believe in Easter, or is it just, you know, one of those national holidays sort of thing?
Just probably a national holiday, yeah.
Okay, so Grace, you got a good name. It's a good biblical name, really. Do you have any sort of religious beliefs or views?
Not personally, no. I come from quite a religious family, but not personally myself, no.
Okay, so you're brought up Christian, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, so at what age did you say, look, I don't believe this anymore. It's not me, it's someone else's beliefs, not my own.
Probably quite young, from sort of secondary school.
Okay, so you're quite young. Was there anything big and major that said, you know, I want to give up on all this? What convinced you to say the faith of your family was wrong?
I don't think it was a particularly strong religious upbringing, and it was just something that sort of phased out.
Okay, so it was more of a cultural upbringing sort
of
thing? Okay, now, behind us we have an old church over there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Christianity today? Do you think it's true, false, outdated? What's your thoughts?
I think if people believe it and it brings them sort of peace and happiness, then that's great. But I think that about every religion, not just Christianity.
Do you believe Christianity is true, or is it just one truth in many?
Probably more one truth in many.
Okay, so do you believe in God, Grace?
Personally, I don't know.
You don't know, so you're a bit of an agnostic. Maybe, maybe not, you're not sure yet. What do you think it would take to convince you that God exists?
I have no idea.
Well, it's good to think about these things because they're the big questions of life. I mean, some people would point at that building and say, that building proves there's a builder, a painting proves there's a painter.
Mm-hmm.
Surely if we look around the beautiful creation here, there has to be a creator. Do you think that argument would hold water with you?
Yes and no. I'm open to it being true, but also It's not.
No, and that's fine not to know. I mean, it's better to have a position of I'm not sure than to be dogmatic on something and not know. So let me ask you another question. Do you believe that this life is all there is, or is there an afterlife?
I would like to think that there was something more. Otherwise, I kind of feel like, what's the point of now?
It's a pretty terrible thought. You know, we trundle through life for a few years, then we die and that's it. I mean, we like the idea that there's a heaven or something afterwards. Do you think there's a heaven, or do you hope there's a heaven?
It would be nice to think so. Whether I really believe it or not, I'm not sure.
Okay, Grace, let's for a moment assume there is a heaven.
Yeah.
What do you think someone has to do to go to heaven?
I don't know. I think different people have different views.
Okay, in your view, what would you have to do?
Not be a horrible person.
You seem like a nice person. Are you a nice person?
I like to think so, yeah.
So if I was to say, Grace, would you consider yourself to be a good person? What would you say?
Yes.
Now, how good would you say you are? I mean, 10 being perfection, 0 being, say, Adolf Hitler. Where would you come on the scale?
Probably a 7.
You're up there. You're pretty good.
I think I'm quite good, yeah.
Okay, so Grace, being brought up in a Christian background, a church sort of religious background, have you heard of the 10 Commandments before?
Yes.
Do you think they're a good standard to live by? Like, don't murder people.
Yeah.
Always tell the truth. They're good moral rules.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Grace, do you think you've kept those 10 Commandments?
I mean, as best as I probably can, yeah. I've never killed anyone.
Well, that's good, considering I'm interviewing you. I'm glad you're not a murderer. But, Grace, the 9th Commandment says you shall not lie. Have you ever told a lie before?
Yes.
What do you call someone who tells a lie?
A liar.
Okay, so Grace, the 8th commandment says you shall not steal. Have you ever taken something that doesn't belong to you? Even something small?
Possibly.
You're possibly a thief? Is that what you're telling me?
Possibly a thief, yeah.
What about downloading illegal music or movies or burning things you shouldn't? Ever done that?
Yes.
That's technically theft, isn't it?
It is theft, yeah.
So violation of the 8th commandment says do not steal, but Grace, you've stolen a few things.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you murdered anyone?
No.
This isn't one of the lies you tell, is it?
One of the lies, no, I've never.
Okay, Grace, God who gave the commandments judges on the inside, not just on the outside. You know, you and I look at people, and we judge people based on what they look like. We shouldn't do it, but we do. That's what we do as humans.
Yeah.
But God doesn't do that. He looks at our heart, and he says the intents of our heart is the same as the physical act. Mm-hmm. So he says, do not commit murder. And you say, I've never done that one. But God says if you hate someone, you're guilty of murder already in your heart. Have you ever hated somebody?
I don't believe so, no.
Without strongly dislike somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, so the dictionary definition of hate is to strongly dislike somebody.
Okay.
See, none of us are really that perfect when we look inside. We've all done things that we're ashamed of, things that we wish no one else knew about. Mm-hmm. So Grace, let me ask you, let's say God judged you by the Ten Commandments, keeping in mind that you've lied, you've stolen, and you've possibly hated someone. Do you think if God judged you by the Ten Commandments, you'd be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Okay, if God continues to judge you by the commandments, would it be heaven or hell?
Hell.
Does that concern you?
If I believed it, then it would, yeah.
Okay, if I jump on the road here at Newquay saying I don't believe in traffic, my belief's not going to change reality, is it? I'm going to get run over by a bus or some guy coming from upcountry to go surfing. You know, chances are I'm going to get hurt. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes.
So if you say, I don't necessarily believe in God or the Bible and all that sort of stuff, does your belief change reality?
No.
No, see, I'll be honest with you, straight up, the Bible says that one day we'll all die. I think we all agree with that. The Duke of Edinburgh is on the news at the moment because he died. He was 99. But there's a lot of younger people who died. We die one day and we'll stand before God and he'll call us to give an account of everything we've done. Mm-hmm. Now, Grace, let me ask you, as someone who brought up in the church and a Christian background, do you know what God did so you could be forgiven of all your sin?
Sent his son.
Okay, Easter. This is what we talked about last week, yes? So Easter is all about who?
Jesus.
Jesus dying on the cross. Do you know why Jesus died?
He did it for the world.
He did.
That's
he
a really bad answer.
No, that's fine. That's better than most people. You know, a lot of people today go, who's Jesus? So,
okay.
So Grace, Jesus died on the cross, not because he did anything wrong, but because he died as our substitute. He paid the fine that we should pay. Our sin said death and hell. But Jesus Christ went to the cross, he died in the place of sinners, and he rose again from the dead 3 days later. That's why we celebrate Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday at Easter. Mm-hmm. And now to be forgiven, Grace, the Bible says you need grace. And that doesn't mean you need yourself. Okay, grace is God's kindness, God's favor. And grace says if you would turn from your sin, that's repent, mm-hmm. and trust in Jesus alone, you'd be completely forgiven. Have you heard that before?
No.
So it's the first time you've heard that you need grace and Jesus can forgive you if you would trust in him.
I think so.
Okay, that's fair. So Grace, based on what the Bible says you must turn from your sin and trust in Jesus alone, that he died and rose again. Based on what I've said to you today, do you have a better understanding of what Jesus did on the cross?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so Grace, what do you need to do in order to be forgiven of your sin? Do you know? Maybe we can wait for the motorbikes to go past first, because they like to drown out. But what does someone have to do to be forgiven?
Trust in Jesus.
Yeah, turn from our sins and trust in Jesus. So let me give you one more challenge.
Okay.
What's stopping you from doing that today?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, let me encourage you to do that. Do you have a Bible at home, Grace?
I do.
Can I encourage you to open it up to the Gospel of John and read about Jesus for yourself? Hey, Grace, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. I hope you have a wonderful day. No worries. God bless you, Grace.
Thank you.
To discover more about how you can know God, please visit discovergod.co.uk.